You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Challenger and sign in, please.
The music of the stars. Now, Jane Mansfield, the mystery guest. May of 1964.
All right, panel, as you know, we now go to a different form of questioning, one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise. And we'll begin with Bennett, sir.
You caused pandemonium, that's sure. I would like probably John to answer this rather than mystery guest. Are you a slinky and voluptuous creature?
Yes. Miss Kilgallen?
Have you ridden on a subway within the last couple of weeks?
No.
One down and nine to go. Mr. Gable, are you a movie star?
Yeah.
Arlene?
Have you also appeared in the theater?
Yeah.
Mr. Sir?
Are you at present singing in a big hotel in New York?
No.
Two down and eight to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Are you married to a star?
Yeah.
Martin?
Is the person you're married to male?
What?
Well, a sneaky creature.
Slinky.
Yes, slinky, but it's a he up there, the way it sounds.
No.
If you know a slinky, voluptuous he, I wish you'd tell me about that.
You know about
I think, the point...
Back to Hollywood, Martin.
I think the point has been well made, Martin.
Holy moly. Now, we have this voluptuous lady in pictures, and we have her in the theater. Are you at the present time appearing in the theater?
Yeah.
Just a moment. I have to have a small conference.
Well, I can see this, and you can. This is Jane Mansfield on What's My Line? May the 24th, 64.
All righty, fine. Good. We will let the affirmative answer stand. We'll let it stand in terms which I think would be familiar to all of you, and I will explain it afterwards if any explanation is necessary. Mr. Sir.
Could you by any chance be on your way to filling an engagement in Yonkers, New York? Well, I don't hear anything.
She just left to go to Yonkers.
No, but... Yes or no?
Right now. Yeah, the answer is yes, Betty. Do you think you have it?
I think it might be Jane Mansfield.
I think maybe. let me explain. When you asked, you know, if Miss Jane was appearing now, I questioned the yes answer because she does open at Yonkers
Playhouse on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yes. But she is rehearsing every day so that she's in the theater and appearing in that sense. Now, I think we've established
that.
She's doing
bus stop. Yonkers.
The bus stop.
Yes,
yeah.
What
say, Dara?
I said, who cares what banks fail in Yonkers as long as you have the kiss that conquers?
I was just whispering in his ear.
You know, we have to go through Yonkers to get home from Mount Kisco, and the wavelengths are coming from your rehearsals, Jane. They're all across the parkway there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was so happy and very, very thrilled that you guessed who I was. So I guess for a while there I had everybody a little bit baffled because my voice, I never talked so low in my life, but it was fun.
You baffled Martin Gable. There's no question about that. Yeah.
Considering, John.
I didn't think Martin Gable could ever be baffled.
Martin, are you convinced now that it's a female?
He's Martin. Stunned. Yes.
Every time you kiss me, I get warm inside. Every time you hold me, there's a storm inside. Every time you're near, I fight the fire in me. You inspire in me such desire in me. Just when I get both feet on the ground again, you appear and send me skyward bound again. Every time it happens, it's oh so sublime. Yes, every time it happens, and it happens every time, every time.
The Music of the Stars, Frank Sinatra, 1959.
I think of you, my love, not as a stranger. Although it's true, my love, we've only met. Yet I know your smile. I think of you, my love, not as a stranger. Although it's true, my love, we've only met. Yet I know your smile, and I know your sigh. Know them well from dreams I can't forget. We've kissed like this before. You're not a stranger. A thousand times or more, 'neath stars above. Now the path is clear, for at last you're here, not as a stranger, dear, but my own true love. Kissed like this before, you're not a stranger. A thousand times or more, 'neath stars above. Now the path is clear, for at last you're here, not as a stranger, but my own true love.
He stood in the doorway, his hat in his hand. Hey, what's the big hurry? I don't understand. Every time that he'd knock, he never could stay. Something inside him kept going away.
Away, stranger, gone from my door. Left me behind you, don't see you no more. Fade away, stranger, that I used to know. You're the faraway king of the kingdom of God.
Last time I saw him, forgotten just when, but his echoing laugh comes back now and then, and it moves in my mind where yesterday's hide. The laugh that he laughed me, its echo was cried.
Fade away, stranger.
I'm trying to see him by closing my eyes, but the blur in my brain, it ain't no surprise. There's no way to find him, the place that he's gone. Sunset is light years ahead of the dawn.
Fade away, stranger, gone from my door.
An Oscar winner.
Anywhere I roam. 1952. Till I'm in the arms of my darling again.
Hans Christian Andersen.
My heart will find no home.
Played by Danny Kaye.
Were fire bright, and then I knew that my path must be through the ever haunted night. Anywhere I wander, anywhere. Her voice was, oh, such a soft caress of love it gently told. And in her smile was the tenderness I may never more behold.
Anywhere
Pitney had a great tenor voice. Here he is.
As they welcomed me, her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever-haunted night. For such a soft caress of love it gently told, and in her smile was the tenderness I may never more behold.
About that Gene Pitney, huh? And Norman Luboff. Big hit, 1954. Okay, all together now. Come on.
Ha ha ha!
should explain that last week, the 11 o'clock hour, some of our equipment failed. Well, I could play music, thankfully. Couldn't hear a voice, and people said, where'd you go? I was right here. But thanks for asking. Thanks for being part of our program. We've been on air since 7 a.m. Central.
Fine actor, and he deserves a nomination for his the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor of the Year for his performance in the film Harry and Tonto, which is also for the Best Film of the Year. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Art Carney? I should have known. I remember the last time you were on the show was the night we had Burt Reynolds on and Dom DeLuise. We were throwing eggs, and you came in with no trousers on that night.
That was a full moon.
That was a full moon night.
What makes you think I got trousers on tonight?
What are you wearing on the thing here?
Hmm? Well, they make... Actually, I was... You know, I had a nosebleed. Seriously.
Yeah, you were going to be on the show about a month ago.
What do you want me to look?
No.
Where's the nosebleed camera? And,
you were booked for the show.
You saved these?
Yeah.
And, they kept me there for a week. And, it kind of scares you, you know. The thing lasted about 18 to 24 hours. And they tested me for high blood pressure. I'm on medication, though.
All right. Sheesh, what a grouch. Is your life like my life? Is your wife like my wife? When I came home from work, I opened up the door. I kissed the wife hello and checked the football score. My wife got pretty mad 'cause I was on the wrong floor. Sheesh, what a grouch. Are your friends like my friends? I mean, are they real tried friends and true friends? A pal of mine gave me his income tax to mail. He told me don't forget and mail it without fail. You should have heard him holler when they took him off to jail. Jeez, what a grouch. I used to work in a laundry, making shirts look like new ones. My grouchy boss got mad. So what did I do so bad? The shirts were white, right? Especially the blue ones. Is your kid like my kid? I mean, is he a real smart kid like my kid? This morning we had milk. I took an extra glass. My kid got mad and said, hey, Pop, step on the gas. Said he left for school without me and we're in the same class. Gee, what a little grouch. We still belong to the Boy Scouts. Me and my good friend Grover. Old ladies that we meet, we help them across the street, even the ones that don't want to cross over. Is your dad like my dad? I mean, does he get real mad like my dad? When I was born, my dad got mad as he could be. He thought he'd have a child. Instead, my dad had me. He could have waved goodbye before he walked into the sea. Sheesh. What a grouch. Sheesh, what a grouch.
Okay.
Remember these fellows, John?
We're going to...
Oh, boy.
We're going down memory lane tonight, aren't we?
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that fun to see that stuff again?
Oh,
the old show-off shows?
Oh. I just sat back there and I said, how do I go out?
You look great. You haven't been with us for a long time, but you look great.
Thank you.
Is the tour going well?
What'd you say?
The tour. Is it going well? Prisoner of Second Avenue.
God, when did I tune this up? I was telling you, I got WFAS white planes on this.
I never even knew you wore a little, Really?
I don't. Just for effect. When I'm out of work, I limp a lot and I'm deaf.
What the...
Hey, now it's good.
I'm pleased to be able to reveal the name of the man who has won the Oscar for Best Performance by an Actor. You will please note that this is not an award for the best actor, but for the best performance by an actor. This year's nominees are Art Carney for Harry and Tonto, Albert Finney for Murder on the Orient Express, Dustin Hoffman for Lenny, Jack Nicholson for Chinatown, Al Pacino for The Godfather Part II. And the winner is... The winner is Art Carney in...
Thank you, Glenda. Ladies and gentlemen, and members of the Academy, what other words besides thank you, Paul Mazursky and Josh Greenfeld, for a gem of a script, and particularly for my wife, Barbara, and my agent, manager, father, confessor, William Francis Xavier McCaffrey, for 25 years, who said two words to me, do it. You are old.
Watch it, Art.
Oh.
What the hell?
Art Carney at the piano.
From the bombing room at Hotel Biltmore.
Is it going to be that?
I want to sound good to myself.
Clyde.
time's almost gone. I say almost. A couple more tunes, a tribute again to Ray Anthony on the Music of the Stars. Back again next week. Literally, the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here. All our programs are podcast. You want to hear something again? It's civicmedia.us. Scroll down. There we are. Civicmedia.us. And once again, Ray Anthony. Happy birthday, Ray Anthony. Here's Brenda Lee.
Softer than satin was the light from the stars. when he left, gone was the glow of blue. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Oh, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Brenda Lee, nice tune. Tony Bennett had the first version. The year 1951. With Percy Faith in the orchestra.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, a love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Music of the Stars.
There are moments you remember all your life. There are moments you wait for and dream of all your life. This is one of those moments. I will always remember this chair, that window, the way the light streams in, the clothes I'm be written on my mind, will be written in my heart, as long as I live. I can travel the past and take what I need to see me through the years. What my father learned and his father before him will be there for my eyes and ears. I can walk through the forest of the trees of knowledge and listen to the lesson of the leaves. I can enter rooms where there are rooms within rooms, wrapped in a shawl that learning weaves. I remember, Papa, everything you've taught me. What you gave me, Papa, look at what it's brought me. You have no man can take away, no wave can wash away, no wind can blow away, and now they're about to be mine. No tide can turn away, no fire can burn away, no time can wear away. Can open doors, take from the shelves all the books I've longed to hold. I can ask all the questions, the whys and the wheres, as the mysteries of life unfold. Like a link in a chain from the past to the future, joins me with the children yet to be. I can now be a part of the ongoing stream that has always been a part of me. There are certain things that once you have, no man can take away. No wave can wash away, no wind can blow away, no tide can turn away, no fire can burn away, no time can wear away. And now they're about to be.
Alan Marilyn Bergman for Barbara Streisand. The Four Lads.
Over and over I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Day always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. You are everything and more to me. As my kisses have told, I keep asking, when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is in my possession, for you are my magnificent obsession. Obsession.
Next week, we begin again at 7 Central. We're all over the world, civicmedia.us. And there you'll find our podcasts as well, including today's, civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars.
passion, for you are my magnificent obsession.
Until next week, then, keep your dreams alive.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Next week, let's dive into the season. What do you say? That is St. Valentine. Starts at 7 a.m. Central till high noon. Join us, won't you, next week? The music of the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.